You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. It's happening. Slowly but surely, the legacy media is realizing, to their horror, that the Schumer shutdown is turning into a Democrat disaster. This week, we're witnessing something extraordinary. Legacy media anchors are literally fact-checking their own Democrats on live television as the Schumer shutdown backfires so spectacularly that even the likes of MSNBC and CNN can't spin it anymore. Stick with me to the very end of this video because we're going to see example after example of legacy media outlets admitting that the Democrats have already suffered a humiliating defeat, and they're literally begging for this shutdown to end before it's too late. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your Patriot Professor, here to help you make sense of the madness as the far left desperately tries to stop the unstoppable rise of a new conservative age that you're making happen all over the world. So if you want a front row seat on how you're changing the world in ways you never even imagined, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. It is now official as we close out the second day of the Schumer shutdown. Upwards of 750,000 federal workers are in the process of being furloughed. That is, laid off, all of whom are subject to permanent termination. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt made that explicit just hours ago.
Can you give us an estimate on the amount of federal workers that the Trump administration wants to fire during the government shutdown? Are we talking hundreds? Are we talking thousands?
Look, it's likely going to be in the thousands. It's a very good question, and that's something that the Office of Management and Budget and the entire team at the White House here, again, is unfortunately having to work on today. These discussions and these conversations, these meetings would not be happening if the Democrats had voted to keep the government open.
Now, keep in mind, this is in addition to the 300,000 federal workers who've already been permanently removed. And we talked about this on our first video today. President Trump has officially eliminated approximately 300,000 federal positions this year alone. That figure comes from Scott Cooper, the director of the Office of Personnel Management. So that's nearly one in eight federal civilian workers, all officially and permanently gone. And today, President Trump met with Office of Management and Budget Director Russ Vogt to systematically identify which Democrat agencies deserve permanent elimination. Remember, the astonishing thing here is that the Democrats have just handed the executive branch virtually unlimited power to fire and eliminate and dismantle federal government programs and departments like never before. With the government shutdown, legislative oversight is now picked up and assumed by the OMB, the Office of Management and Budget. A lot of people don't know this, but the OMB's shutdown authority stems from what's called the Anti-Deficiency Act, which requires most federal employees to stop working during a government shutdown, but it grants the OMB significant discretionary power to determine which activities are accepted and can continue and which activities can be cut and eliminated. The Anti-Deficiency Act basically makes the OMB the executive branch's nerve center for shutdown operations. So while Congress remains at an impasse With the shutdown, the inner workings of government are transferred over to the executive branch via the OMB. And the man who's running the OMB, the director of the Office of Management and Budget, Russell Vogt, just so happens to be one of the chief architects of the much maligned Project 2025 that the Democrats ran against back in November. And the irony is that this is exactly what Project 2025 was hoping for. Russell Vogt's mouth watered every time he thought of a government shutdown, because that would in turn give him nearly unlimited power to eliminate hundreds of thousands of federal positions and dismantle government agencies and programs. This is DOGE on steroids. And even were the Supreme Court to require a vote to restore some of those positions and programs once the government returns, once it gets its funding back, there's no requirement that he hire the people that were fired, which means he can hire MAGA loyalists, which is precisely the Project 2025 blueprint. You fire all of these entrenched government workers, and then you hire, you replace them with MAGA loyalists by the tens of thousands, and you embed America First federal workers all throughout the federal government. I mean, again, it's just a win-win for the Trump administration, and they can't even believe that the Democrats would be this utterly stupid so as to basically trigger the very Project 2025 blueprint that they campaigned so ferociously against. And now the legacy media is starting to figure this out. The legacy media is starting to realize that they're carrying the water for the Democrats isn't working anymore. Public opinion has overwhelmingly turned against the Democrats, and now they're realizing that this government shutdown is literally like no other. Check out the palpable panic on MSNBC.
This is a really important thing that voters and viewers need to understand. This shutdown could be very different from all the shutdowns that we've lived through over the last several years. I think we've become kind of inured to this idea that we have a dysfunctional government, shutdowns happen, it's disruptive, but then they come back. What Vogt is trying to do is to use this opportunity to permanently lop off large parts of the federal government, get rid of federal workers that he sees as basically not on board with the Trump train. And to Michael's point, when I would ask Vogt's allies, you know, well, what about this question of when a Democrat gets back into the White House? That's going to happen someday. Aren't you going to regret, this huge power grab? And what they said to me, and they were very candid about it, to their credit, they said, well, the goal is to unravel enough of the federal government now that it will make it impossible for Democrats to rebuild it, even when they do get back to the White House.
Yeah, and if voter registration trends continue the way they've been going for the last 4 years, the Democrats won't be winning another federal election for the foreseeable future. I mean, they've lost Florida, they've lost Arizona, they've lost Iowa, they've lost Ohio. They're literally losing every single state, all 30 that track voter registration by party. And with red states picking up 14 or so electoral votes and blue states losing as much in the next census, by 2030, there is no viable path for the Democrats to regain executive power for the foreseeable future. And you can hear that confidence in the response to that leftist there. We are going to so dismantle the administrative state that there's going to be nothing left to salvage were a Democrat to regain power, the White House. It's brilliant stuff. And the leftist lunatics over at MSNBC, of all people, are actually figuring this out. In their own warped sense of reality, they're recognizing that Trump and Russell Vogt are indeed in the process of reshaping the power structure of the federal government for the next generation that will permanently box out the Democrats from executive power for the foreseeable future. Speaking of the future, this channel is all about empowering conservatives, both young and old, to take control of their futures, both politically and financially. And there's simply no better way for you to see your finances flourish than with investing in crypto like Bitcoin and Ethereum and the like. Now, I get it. If you're like me, it's the volatility that intimidates you. The extreme highs are great, but What about the equally extreme lows, right? Well, guess what? Your experience of that volatility is now officially a thing of the past. Meet BlockTrust IRA. They have a super AI system that Bitcoin Magazine has named the number one crypto technology platform in the world among 1,500 global competitors. And what that super AI does is it works 24/7 to analyze global market data and predicts with uncanny accuracy the highs and the lows of crypto volatility. So BlockTrust IRA will sell at the highs, and then they'll buy again at the lows, which mitigates the volatility all the while you stand to make incredible gains. That's why I am a proud client of BlockTrust IRA. I have my own account with them, and gang, I absolutely love them. Their mission perfectly aligns with President Trump's Make America Great Again agenda, smashing down the barriers between loyal patriots and the financial freedom they deserve, helping true Americans build impressive wealth in Trump's historic economic boom. So whether you're a teacher, or a truck driver, whether you're a retiree or a business owner, this is your chance to get into the crypto market with AI mitigating your volatility risk. So what are you waiting for? It's amazing stuff. Click on that link below or visit TurleyTalksCrypto.com. That's TurleyTalksCrypto.com and find out how they can help you join the Trump financial revolution that's finally giving forgotten Americans access to the greatest crypto wealth opportunity in history. And the best part, gang, for limited time, you're going to love this. They're offering my viewers up to $2,500 in bonus crypto when you open up an account with them. I told you they're amazing. $2,500 in bonus crypto. Don't wait on this. Don't sit on the crypto created 80,000 new millionaires last year. Why not you next? Visit TurleyTalksCrypto.com. That's TurleyTalksCrypto.com.
The reality for the country right now is, okay, if this is the idea to create a unitary executive, which is the power center of all of this, to put all the power of the federal bureaucracy in one person, then what happens in the next election, right? Does this power, if the voters decide that they want a Democrat, now transfer to the next Democratic president? Hell no. That's not what this is about. They're not setting up a unitary executive to shift this power to some point 4 years from now to a Democrat. Are you kidding me? That's not what this is about. This is about locking down the power. So to McKay's point, this moment right now, this shutdown is part of the plan. It works. It may just happen to time out a certain way. But that's always been the end game, to stress test the system to the breaking point where we now at a situation where they will indiscriminately fire thousands, hundreds of thousands of federal employees with no intent of bringing them back, and certainly consolidating that power in Donald Trump. Folks, this is the big setup for 2028. Don't be stupid. See what's in front of you, because it's happening, and they expect by the time we get there, you will be immune to any charges that this is fascism, that this is not the American way, this is unconstitutional.
Now, of course, that's a very warped way of making sense of what's happening here, but that guy, Michael Steele, who, if you can actually believe it, was once the head of the RNC. Can you believe that? Unbelievable. He is indeed recognizing that the Democrats have basically given Trump, as Mike Johnson has put it, they've given Trump the keys to the kingdom. They have inadvertently triggered a Project 2025 apocalypse on Washington, D.C. And now there's no stopping it. And so even Democrats like the former CNN anchor Chris Cuomo are coming out and calling on the Democrats to put an end to this shutdown before it's too late.
A clean CR means that this is an extension from the last set of, in this case, Biden's spending levels. Okay? That's what a clean CR is. This is a clean CR. Wait a minute. Cuomo disagrees with Jeffries. Jeffries must be right. Don't take my word. Take the word from the Nonpartisan Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget. They say this is about as clean a CR as you could get. Okay? Again, it's a continuation of a March stopgap measure. All right? Essentially, a continuation of spending levels from Biden, absent about $13 billion. But when you look at it as a function of the pie, it's literally a rounding error. I don't like that. It's a lot of money, but it's a rounding error. Again, don't take my word for it. How about taking this guy's word?
Allowing Donald Trump to take even much more power via a government shutdown is a far worse option. I believe it is my job to make the best choice for the country, to minimize the harms to the American people. Therefore, I will vote to keep the government open and not shut it down.
And that CR he voted for is the same as this one. So what changed? AOC eyeing his Senate seat.
So Chris knows, I mean, he's from one of the most influential families in New York Democrat politics. He knows precisely why Schumer shut down the government. It's for his own political expediency, because he's got AOC threatening to primary him in the wings. And so Chris is rightly calling him out on this. Speaking of brutal callouts, Fox News host Lawrence Jones, he just systematically destroyed Democrat Senator Jeanne Shaheen's gaslighting attempts at claiming that the Democrats have never, ever, 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 ever once advocated for illegal aliens to get taxpayer-funded health care. Take a look at this.
I haven't heard anybody in my party saying that illegal immigrants should get access to the health insurance marketplace.
I'm so glad you said that. Actually, I have some tape of your Democratic Party members saying this on the debate stage. So they've all said, and let's play the clip.
A lot of you have been talking tonight about these government health care plans that you've proposed in one form or another. This is a show of hands question, and hold them up for a moment so people can see. Raise your hand if your government plan would provide coverage for undocumented immigrants.
Senator, that's literally every member of your party, from moderate to more progressive, that have said that in the past.
I mean, that was just eye-wateringly cringe. I mean, talk about getting caught red-handed. My heavens. It's literally every single member of your party raising their hands. Astonishing how easy this is. Now, obviously, the establishment's desperation is palpable in all of this. The White House has already frozen $18 billion in infrastructure projects, specifically targeting New York City, the home base of Democrat leaders Chuck Schumer and Joaquin Jeffries. Another $8 billion in green energy projects in Democratic states have been suspended as well. And again, this is just day two of the shutdown. We have weeks to go. Shutdowns are generally at least a couple of weeks. Historical precedent also confirms what we're witnessing. The party responsible for demanding concessions in return for funding typically bears the brunt of blame. Democrats have walked directly into this trap, miscalculating their leverage while handing Trump the perfect justification for systematic government reduction. Bottom line, every day this shutdown extends, Trump gains more leverage to implement permanent structural changes. The longer Democrats hold out, the more federal agencies Trump can evaluate for total elimination, the more dead wood he can clear, and the more political scams he can expose. The legacy media's panic isn't just about this shutdown. It's about the recognition that their Democrat allies have handed Trump the tools for fundamental transformation of Washington, D.C. The Schumer shutdown isn't just backfiring. It's providing Trump with the unprecedented opportunity to dismantle the administrative state permanently. And even the legacy media can no longer pretend otherwise. So what do you guys think? Let me know in the comments section below, and make sure to click on that link below and visit TurleyTalksCrypto.com and get in on the biggest wealth transfer in human history with AI mitigating your risk. You're going to absolutely love it. God bless, guys. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.